On the day that I considered participating in this event, I found a note in my office, and it said, "Who is a leader?" This is a question that I ask my students. Who is a leader? What does a leader look like? What does a leader sound like? What is leadership? I work for Art with a Heart. It's a visual arts nonprofit in Baltimore. I'm the director of the Art of Leadership, a program that brings together 10th and 11th graders from across Baltimore to develop leadership skills and to bridge cultural divides. My students represent a wide range of races, ethnicities, religions, socioeconomic backgrounds, gender identities, and also learning styles. And every cohort creates a capstone public art project. So the students collaborate with a community in Baltimore, and working together, they design and then create a public artwork that's meant to uplift and inspire the community. I am an animal artist, animal portrait artist, and I'm also an art educator. And when I applied for this job, I had no experience as a director, but I was very excited. And though I had experience teaching, I didn't necessarily see myself as a leader, and I wasn't sure how I was going to fit into this role as a mentor for these students. On my first day, I walked in, and I noticed a lot of students engaged in conversation. They were talking about school and sports and music. And then I noticed a student sitting off by himself, wearing all black and doodling on a piece of paper. And I decided to sit next to this student. I learned that his name was Charlie and that he loved video games. Because I had initially perceived this student to be shy, I wasn't quite sure how he was going to fit in with the rest of the program or what he would gain from the program. Fast forward a few months, and we had a session on storytelling. And the students answered the prompt, "Tell us about a time that you overcame a fear." Some students told stories about roller coasters or math exams. And then when it was Charlie's turn, a silence fell over the room. Charlie told an incredibly vulnerable story about how his family had to support each other through a pretty challenging circumstance. The story was raw, it was vulnerable, and I was nervous for him, but I was also proud of him. Well, something magical happened. Like a ripple effect, other students started opening up. It was subtle, and it happened slowly, but their conversation started to shift from more surface level to deeper discussions about life. I noticed something shifting inside me as well. I started to let my guard down. I realized that I didn't need to be a perfect leader for these students. I also realized that I was a mentor to these students because I was there for them, to hold space for them to be themselves, to show up as their authentic selves. When it came time for our capstone public art project, New Song Community Learning Center, an educational nonprofit in Sandtown, Winchester, had asked us to paint a mural in their neighborhood. My students drafted a design, and we planned a community art day so that people who lived and went to school in the neighborhood could help us paint this mural. Throughout the month of May, we prepped the wall, we painted a big blue background, and we wrote the words "Love Community" in big letters. And on community art day, we were thrilled that people of all ages came out. And they filled the spaces with words of positive affirmations, of hearts, of illustrations of children that lived in the community. And while I was washing paintbrushes, I glanced over and I noticed Charlie laughing and painting with some of the kids. It's a memory that I reflected on when he graduated from the program in June. Charlie is one example of the incredible young leaders that I've met in Baltimore City. And my students have taught me that I don't need to be perfect to be a leader, that no one needs to be perfect to be a leader. But leaders do need to listen to other people's stories and other people's perspectives, especially when they're different than their own. I'm learning to show up authentically as I am, flaws and all, from my students because they continue to show up as they are. A leader is someone who believes in the creative potential of a space where we can gather as a community. Thank you.